Go and study now the laws of prayer, and we're up to chapter 108, and we're up to subsection 16. So now we're talking about the various different scenarios. In this scenario, in Tazayin, Tov lo yispal mincha b'Shabbos. He made a mistake on Shabbos mincha, he forgot to pray. Okay, so now he has to daven twice in the next one, which is mispalil arvis b'motzoi Shabbos. You daven on Maariv on Saturday night, you do shtayim, you do two shel chol of the weekday, because you know you can't do if you missed a Shabbos amida, you're not going to do a Shabbos amida. You have to go by what is now, since there is no more Shabbos. You're going to do a weekday amida, but you're going to do two weekday amidas, and it's going to be now. There's one thing in the Maariv prayer. We add of Shabbos, we add the special Havdalah. 0613. So what we do is on Motzei Shabbos, we add the special Atachon Antonu. That's like Havdalah that we do in the Amidah. We do. So he says, Mavdil Barishoyno, Ve'inu Mavdil Bishniyah. You only make Havdalah in the first one, you don't do Havdalah in the second one. Why? Lifish Havdalah, Dai Bepam Achas. Because it's enough to make one time Havdalah. You don't have to make two Havdalahs. Masha'enkein, Baskoros Rosh Chodesh, as opposed to when you mention Rosh Chodesh, over there, Shetzorich Lahaski B'chol HaTfilos Shobahem. Then you have to mention Rosh Chodesh, every prayer that you do on Rosh Chodesh, you have to mention Rosh Chodesh. Lachain Tzorich Gamkin Lahaskir B'tfilos Tashlumim Shemispalabim. That's why you also have to mention Rosh Chodesh in the makeup prayer that you're davening. So even though it's a makeup for before Rosh Chodesh, but since you're davening on Rosh Chodesh, even though it's a makeup, you still have to mention Rosh Chodesh, commission is Bayer, as we had explained earlier in Sif Yudalad. If you did make two Havdalahs, you said the Atochan Antonu, or v'chein im lo hivdil b'shteyem. The same thing, if you made no Havdalah in either one of them, ain't tzorich lachzer. Then you don't have to go back. Why? She'ein choizrim b'shvil haskoras Havdalah b'tfilah. Because you don't go back for not mentioning Havdalah in your prayer. Because he can say it on the cup as said in the Siddur Siddur Siddur. On Saturday night, you have that extra prayer. I just want to take a sitter for a second so you can see it with your own eyes. What the thing is. They have the prayer of Atochan Antonu. That's added in Maariv only on Friday night. Okay? I mean Saturday night. That is equivalent to the Havdalah. So we basically make two Havdalahs. That's the equivalent of Havdalah. Let me just look up the page over here. In the sitter over here, look in the Maariv for the weekday, okay? The Maariv for the weekday, which is on page, so if you look on page 125, you see on page 125? So it says Atochan Antonu over there, okay? So that's added, that piece, Atochan Antonu, is added on Saturday night. So what happens if you didn't say Saturday night Atochan Antonu? You don't have to say the Amidah again. Why? Because you can make Havdalah later on when you're going to make Havdalah on the cup. So there's basically two Havdalahs. There's one Havdalah in the Amidah, in the Maariv, and there's another Havdalah in the cup. So if you missed it out on the Havdalah in the prayer, then you're going to do it on the cup. So in this case, it doesn't make a difference. However, here we come into the similar idea like we had before. If you did not make Havdalah in the first one, and you made Havdalah in the second one, also so the second one counts for the first Maariv. The first one did not count. The second one counted for Maariv, but the first one did not count. Why? You got daven again a third time. He says, why? So the second one counts. In this case, we're counting the second one. Why? Because lifishegila daitoy, because you had shown your mind. that when you first daven the first Amida, you had actually mind to make up for the Mincha. That's why you didn't make Havdalah. Why didn't you make Havdalah the first one? Because you thought that you're going to first do the makeup one, the Marv one. And in the second one, Kivin L'Shem Arvis, Motzei Shabbos, you had intended for Saturday night. So, therefore, it turns out that you had the wrong ideas. So the first one doesn't count. The second one counts for Maariv. And then you got to do another one. So you end up doing three, another Amida for the first one. But this is conditional that you didn't say Havdalah intentionally. Then you're showing us that you had in mind that that's a makeup for Mincha. But if you forgot to make Havdalah, then you don't have to retract because you didn't reveal your mind because you did it unintentionally. Which means if you didn't intentionally do that, so then it's just a mistake. You didn't say in the first one, so you don't need to go ahead and do the Amid over again. Go ahead.
I mean, I came in the middle, but I thought once you do Havdalah, that day's over and you're ready into the next day.
That's right.
So how can you backtrack and do the extra prayer?
Okay, good. That's a good question. But that's because that is because you came into the middle. You came in the middle. Okay, so the answer to that is that we learned that if one misses out an earlier prayer, he still has, by accident, he still has a chance to make it up in the following prayer.
But
it has to only be made up after the prayer. So in other words,
is there a time limit? You got like
the next prayer. At the time of the next prayer, or the next time of the next prayer, we have three prayers. Shacharis, Mincha, Maariv. Each one has a set time.
You have till the morning.
As long as the time, if you missed Mincha, you have till the time of Maariv is up, which is the morning. If you missed Mincha, you can do Shacharis. So yeah, but in these old scenarios, we're saying sometimes we don't know exactly. So one of the stipulations are that your makeup prayer has to be the one that follows the obligatory prayer. If you did the makeup prayer first, then it's no good.
So if you're
showing yourself that you're doing the makeup prayer first, because if you don't make Havdalah there and you make Havdalah in the second one, so then you're clearly demonstrating that the first one is the makeup and the second one is the obligatory, and that would not be good if it's intentional. But if it's not intentional, then it's okay. Then you have to
raise. Mincha when it's dark?
You're not, it's not called Mincha, it's called two Maarifs. If you forgot Mincha because it got dark and it's no longer the time of Mincha, so you don't do Mincha, but you do two Maarifs. One for Maariv, and the other one to make up for the Mincha that you missed.
But is it the same Mincha prayer?
They're identical. You actually do whatever needs to be done on Maariv, like we learned. Like if Rosh Chodesh. Oh, no, it's okay, so that's another. You do Ashrei. Mincha over here, by the way, the prayer over here, we're talking about the Amida.
Oh.
Everything else is extras added on. Those are add-ons.
So
this is the
Mincha. If you miss Mincha, and you did it at night after the Maariv, would you do all the prayers?
No, just Ashrei. There's not so much prayer there. It's just Ashrei.
Ashrei and the Amida, right?
There's not that much. But let's do the other way. Let's say if you missed Mincha, you do Maariv. So you do Mincha, you do Maariv, and then you do Ashrei, and then you do the Mincha. You always put the Ashrei. Okay, we have two more subsections. Let's finish it up before we go on. Let's just finish. Two more subsections to finish this Simon. Subsection 17. Tov b'Mincha shel Shabbos. This happened over here. Just recently. So this is what happened. Look at the scenario. He makes a mistake by Mincha Shabbos. Alright? V'yispalel Yudches. And you prayed the 18 blessings, V'lohizkir shel Shabbos. And you didn't mention Shabbos. Which means, no, this is different than what I said. This is not what we make out there. A person made a mistake and he davened the Mincha. He didn't do a Shabbos Mincha. He did a weekday Mincha. Right? So, did you fulfill your obligation? No. So, you didn't fulfill your obligation. And what would happen in such a case? You would need to go ahead and daven again. If you remember that you made a mistake during the daytime, by mincha time, I forgot to daven, I did the wrong mincha today. I did the weekday mincha instead of doing the Shabbos mincha. So what would be the halacha? You didn't fulfill your obligation, if you remember, while it's daytime. But if you don't remember until the night time, you don't have to do two marvs. Why? Because what are you going to daven on marv? You're only going to do a regular amida, a weekday amida. But you did already a weekday amida. You did the wrong one. Okay. So if you did it, but what are you going to do when you're going to make up? What are you going to do? You're going to make up the same thing that you did. You're not going to make up with a Shabbos amida. You're going to make it, so there's no point. You're not going to benefit anything by this makeup, because the makeup, you're not going to say anything additional to what you didn't say before. So why say it? If you didn't pray at all, is one thing. But if you prayed the 18 blessings, you prayed something wrong. But the makeup is going to be the same thing what you did before, the wrong one. So there's no point in making up. That's one. Yes, Emrim. Other people say no. But you did not fulfill your obligation. You didn't daven mincha. It's just as if you didn't pray at all. So then you have to daven two marvs. So what do we do if you did the wrong mincha? Or in this case, we're going to say the next case is what we had. The same thing would be, let's say we had Shabbos was Rosh Chodesh. We're going to have it in a minute, this scenario. Shabbos was Rosh Chodesh, right? And you forgot to say Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos. That davening doesn't count. If you remembered, you'd have to daven mincha again and put in Rosh Chodesh. Well, you didn't realize that you didn't say it. And then now you're doing Maariv. Oh, you said, you know what? Mincha, I just forgot to say Rosh Chodesh. So it's like you didn't daven. Do you do two Maarivs or not? So the first opinion says, no point in doing another Maariv. What are you going to do Maariv now? You're not going to say it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore. So you're going to do the Amida, right? So, but you're not going to, that what you missed, you're not going to gain anything for what you missed over there. So what's the point? So it's a little different. In this case, he did the 18 blessings. Well, let's see inside. So he says, V'adover Mukhra. He says, the thing is hanging, which means it's not been decided. V'losis yidei sofik yispalil habeis b'teiros nedover. But in order to go out of any doubt, you should pray the second one as a gift. You don't have to come up with anything new. Because you're davening because you're not sure what the halach is. As explained in section 107, that this is the greatest chiddush that there is when you're davening for a suffix. Same thing is when you didn't mention in mincha Rosh Chodesh, you didn't say Yalav Yove. Ubalayla in Rosh Chodesh, and at night time is no longer Rosh Chodesh. So you're not going to benefit anything. If you missed out Rosh Chodesh, you're not going to benefit anything because you're not going to say Rosh Chodesh anyway. So what's the point of davening a second time? You're not going to make up, and you without Rosh Chodesh, you already davened. But so you have to be a benefit. But if on the night time is Rosh Chodesh, then you have to daven, because if it's Rosh Chodesh, you're going to gain, you're going to say Yal V'Yov in the makeup prayer. The same thing would be on the second day Yontev. What is Leil Yom Tov Beis? The second day Yontev, that if you forgot to say Yal V'Yov on a mincha, let's say, before, you should daven again a second time. Why? Because you are going to say, even though it's a second day Yontev, it's a second day Rosh Chodesh, but you're still going to gain because you're going to say the Yalav Yava in the second prayer. All right, let's finish up over here. The same thing is if you forget saying Mashiv Aruach, like or Talamotor, which you have to do it again, the Amida you have to do again. So that you're going to gain in the makeup prayer. So if you are gaining something, then according to all opinions, if you don't gain anything by the next prayer, then we have a question whether you have to do it or not. But if you're going to gain because you're going to add something that you missed out before, then according to all opinions, you do it again. Finally, Sif Yud Ches. What happens if a person makes a mistake and puts in the wrong thing in the Amidah. So say, for example, Hatoyu maskin mu'urus shariyom b'tfilah shel bizman. A person who makes a mistake, he mentions a happening of other days in the prayer, not in its time. Let's say, for example, kigoin, yale v'yove sheloi b'rosh chodesh v'chelo shel moed. Let's say you say yale v'yove, it's not Rosh Chodesh, it's not chelo shel moed, or you daven Shabbos v'yontev b'chel, in the weekday. So, you're making a mistake, you're starting to daven a Shabbos day in during the weekday. You know, you're just mixing up the prayers. So what is the rule? Im niska sheto poisek miyad afilu emtza bracha. If you remember that you make a mistake, then you stop. Even if you're in the middle of blessing, you're saying God's name, you stop right there where you remember. And that's it. V'im lo niska ad lacha shegomer abrocha kol atfila. If you didn't remember until you finished the entire blessing or the entire prayer, yes, Imrim she'ein haskores mu'urus shar yomim chashuvim hefsek b'tfilo latzricha lachzel l'roish l'tchil sabrocha shehefsek bo. Some people say that just mentioning another wrong, putting in a wrong thing in the prayer does not constitute an interruption in the prayer to require you to go do it again. So just forget it. Start over with the right, continue with the right prayer. Wherever. Well, you know, it's Shabbos. All of a sudden you realize it's not Shabbos today. You're saying Shabbos.
No, I'm saying, are you talking about wrong words?
Yeah, the wrong piece. Then start saying, you say Yalav Yovo in the middle of the weekday. You thought it was Rosh Chodesh.
You're not looking at the prayer book.
Okay, even if you look at the prayer book, but you're not sure which day it is. You make a mistake. Sometimes you think it's still Rosh Chodesh. A common mistake would be if you had a Rosh Chodesh on the daytime for Mincha, and Marv is no longer Rosh Chodesh. People think, oh, it's still Rosh Chodesh. They're going to say Yalav Yovo. So he says, some people say that we won't consider that an interruption in the middle, so you won't have to start over again. That one, others say we treat it as if you started talking in the middle of the prayer. What is the law if you just talk in the middle of your prayer? That you need to go back either to the beginning or to the beginning of the bracha that you interrupted. Al derech shenizbar b'simen Kuf Dalet, similar to what was explained in section 104 over there in Si'if in subsection 4. Ulinyan halacha, so what is the halacha? So over there, depending if you waited long enough, if your interruption is so you can finish the whole thing, you have to start from the beginning, otherwise you go to that bracha. So he says, what is the halacha? Afa pishtafik brachas lahakel, even though that normally if we don't know bracha, we are lenient, mekomukim b'tfila, when it comes to prayer, hoyil v'alavai shispal b'kol ha'yoyim. Since one, I wish a person could daven all day, wherever the thing is stuck and you don't know, you daven and you do it as a gift. You don't have to come up with anything, as we just learned in Sif Yud Zayin, that it's okay. So when you're not sure, when it comes to prayer, if you're not sure whether you have to pray again or not, so then is the rule, pray again as a gift, not as a mandatory thing, because one can pray all the time and you don't have to come up with something new. So even though we said that one should not just pray, you know, you allow to pray as much as you want, but one cannot just say the blessings as much as he wants, he'd have to change around and come up with something new. That is if you're just doing it because you want to do extra. But if you're doing it because you're in doubt, so then you would have to go ahead and you don't have to go ahead and make a new thing, you can just continue that.